Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
Last year against Navy, SU attackman Stephen Rafis had the strongest game of his lacrosse career. He tallied 6 assists and added a goal. Rafis led the Orange in scoring last year, but as WAER's Carl Logline tells us, the junior has had to overcome adversity in 2019.
Syracuse attackman Stephen Rafis has never been one to intentionally draw attention to himself. Even as he led the Orange in scoring in 2018, the Latham, New York native deflected questions about his own personal success.
That stuff doesn't really matter. I think what's important is if we're having good games where we're putting up good offensive production and winning.
Try as he might, don't let Rafis undersell you on what he brings to the team. He totaled 48 points a year ago, more than 10 points ahead of his nearest teammate. Head coach John Desco says that Rafis' abilities go beyond just physical skill.
Well, he runs the offense very well, and I think that's why he gets some of his production, is he knows where to be and when to be there.
Goes to the left of Alexander, gets near the crease, shoots off the post, top crossbar, rebound and a goal though to Rafis. Beat him to the right side. Stephen Rafis, right place, right time. His second of the game, and we're back tied up again at 7.
With all but one offensive starter returning, expectations for Rafis and the Orange were sky high entering his redshirt junior season.
SU drops only its second season opener in the Dome. And their last 25 tries, Colgate 12, Syracuse 9 in the 2019 season opener.
2019 opened with a shocking loss to Colgate. Maybe even more surprising, Rafis didn't record a single point for the first time in 14 games.
During the Colgate game, I was noticing how tired I was. By the fourth quarter, I was just like dead.
While the next week saw success for the Orange in the form of a 13-5 win over Albany, Rafis still wasn't himself. From the outside, Rafis' single assist was a disappointment, but given the week he had, it's amazing he even played against the Great Danes.
I was in bed for about 3 days straight. So leading up to the Albany game, I think I practiced one day in 2 days.
Rafis had the flu, and it took more than just a physical toll on him.
I wasn't playing that well, and then it can get in your head, and it's like, my God, like I can't get anything to go, stuff like that.
With just one assist in his first 3 games, Rafis sought the advice of former teammate Nick Mariano.
If you're watching, like, what do you think I'm doing wrong, blah, 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 and he was just like, you're fine, like, just literally keep going, it'll come, like, it'll happen, don't stress yourself out.
X, can Rafis orchestrate? Near side goal line extended. Muscling through 4 defenders straight away. Lefty low to high! Yes! Wow, what a missile from Stephen Rafis! His first goal of the season!
In the 3 games before Duke came to town, Rafis scored 4 goals and added 5 assists. In a moment, he was back, but nothing is guaranteed, especially when the number 2 team in the country is your opponent.
Feeds it off, Brad Smith, pass in front, bouncer, yes! Joey Manown beats Porter, it's a goal, and it's 7-3, Duke over SU, under 10 to play in the game.
For over 50 minutes, Stephen Rafis was held scoreless as he watched his team fall into a 4-goal hole.
I struggled, we as an offense struggled for those first 3 quarters. It was pretty bad lacrosse that we were playing. Also credit to Duke's defense, they were completely shutting us down, and we were taking some bad shots, myself included.
Then something amazing happened. After all the frustration, whether that be 3 days in bed or 3 quarters of not scoring, Rafis reminded everyone of the player he can be.
Now Voigt pass, Rafis, lefty shot, it's a tie game! 84 seconds to go. Stephen Rafis, the leading point getter from 2018, ties the number 2 team in the country, Duke.
I think in that fourth quarter, we just turned it on. We flipped the switch.
Whether his problems were mental or physical, Rafis has turned a new page, and it shows, whether through his goals.
Fakes a pass on a jump shot, now wraps around and puts it in behind his back. Oh, what a goal from Stephen Rafis.
Or the way his teammates talk about him.
I just feel like more energized, like I've got extra step for me.
It's clear Stephen Raffis will continue to be one of Syracuse's biggest leaders on the field. Carl Moglein, WAER Sports.
From year to year, there's a fair degree of roster turnover. And with that roster turnover comes varying degrees of expectations and success. But as WAER's Frankie Vernowski tells us, from year to year, one area that's been consistent for Syracuse men's lacrosse is goaltending.
Different goaltenders in three straight years. That's been the case for the Syracuse men's lacrosse team, and in 2017 it was Evan Malloy. He took the orange to the NCAA quarterfinals.
He's on the left doorstep. He shoots, stick save Evan Malloy with a left-handed cradle. Shoots, saved by Malloy. Loose ball straight away. Still looking for his first goal. The Tauriton finalist shoots that one right into the mitt of Evan Malloy.
Malloy finished the season as Defensive Player of the Week multiple times, and he actually scored against Colgate.
Evan Malloy holds the ball, fires down the field. A bouncer in the net. Evan Malloy with a buzzer beater.
And maybe just chucking the ball downfield is one thing Evan Malloy passed on to his successor, Don Madonna. Let's go into that Army game a season ago.
Both looking to see some action. Long outlet pass, Ryan Simmons inside! He scores the game winner! Give the assist to Don Madonna!
And Madonna started every game his senior year, allowing less than 11 goals per game.
Feed in front, Madonna with another electric save.
With a chance and a save made by Madonna from point blank range.
Sims rips a shot, saved by Don Madonna.
Which brings us to present day, with another goalie in another year, and that makes for a lot of
changes. Turn and face the strain. Changes. Don't wanna be a richer man.
And now goal line extended, Griffin Brown ripped the shot, Drake Porter with his first save of 2019. Nice save from the junior from Aurora, Ontario, the third starting goalie for John Desco's SU squad in 3 years.
I think for him it's more state of mind and that he's been making some big saves for us. He's been very consistent, which is always a good thing. It's nice to know that what you're getting out of your goalie from game to game. And so I think it's the consistency in the mental part of the game.
Head coach John Desco said it. Drake Porter is confident, and the junior goalie exudes it whenever he speaks.
I worry a lot about the next shot and just trying to save that one. I don't really like keep track of stats or try to like get confident during the game. I just try to stay the same the whole time.
But confidence doesn't mean arrogance or selfishness. Porter always speaks highly about his defense.
I mean, number one, our defense I thought was phenomenal today. Almost like every game, I'm always impressed by these guys. We were able to cover them up. Like I say, I think we do have probably the best defense in the country.
And Nick Mellon.
He's unbelievable feat. I've never seen anything like it. He's really impressive. Every game I get to watch, I'm just really thankful that I have him out there.
But Porter's also great at what he does. He's top 20 in the country in saves, save percentage, and goals against average. He's clutch.
Left-handed sidewinder saved by Drake Porter.
On the doorstep. Oh, a stop by Drake Porter.
Montgomery shoots at the ankle, saved by Porter. Porter got his spoon down there.
And as a first-year starter, there's a lot of learning involved, including how to keep focused for 60 minutes in a game.
I think the game that I've learned the most from personally is probably the UVA game. I think I sort of got caught up in the end of the game with all that was going on, and I forgot to kind of stick to my fundamentals. At the end of that game, I think I learned a lot about sort of what it takes to keep pushing through in the full 60 minutes of every game and stay focused on the fundamentals of goaltending type thing.
And the reason for telling you all of this is because in that same time of 3 years, Navy lacrosse has had the same goalie make all of their starts. His name is Ryan Kern, and his head coach Rick Sowell says he's got it all.
You know, when he's coming out of high school, I called him a five-tool goalie. You know, he's able to, not only save it, not only catch it, but, you know, he was able to throw great outlet passes. He was able to get ground balls around the crease. You know, he can run by and attack, man.
Coming in with all that talent and now with all this experience, Ryan Kern has some wisdom to spread. Get your notepads out.
The little things about being a goalie,
as simple as just like reading the ball in the whole time, or looking at the ball when it's in your stick instead of looking at a shooter's eyes. It's honestly little things as simple as that I've really worked on that I think have helped me progress. Just continue to work on my discipline and reacting at the right times and not guessing.
Well, he gives us a little bit of everything. He has leadership, certainly as a junior upperclassman. We only played five upperclassmen, three juniors and two seniors, and particularly on that end.
I think just being kind of like a calming presence. I try to be, especially past 3 weeks, really been trying to work on that and just instilling confidence in them.
So though they both may be juniors, Ryan Kern and Drake Porter have had immensely different experiences to get to this point. They both have been playing very well the last couple of games though, but one of them has to lose tonight.
Thanks for listening to the Best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, waer.org. Follow us on Twitter and subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts and Stitcher for automatic delivery of new episodes. Just search for WAER Sports.